Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him.
To
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good. And in international
call, this is the Tom Show. Interface complete.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Yeah. This right here.
Somewhere
for everybody.
Over the rainbow.
Thinking there's no way out, huh? It'll always be worth it. Check it.
I give a shout out to the East, pray for peace. Will it ever be epidemic, raw disease? They putting newborn baby to sleep. Mama died pushing news and every strength to breathe. I cry when I see another man kill another for a bite to eat. I write what I see, you can't imagine what I dream. The new day, USA Today, every shot will come, but the war here to stay. Instead of talking about illegal immigrants, set back at bay. We betting on the next fight at the Mandalay. Can you imagine the standing wait? After a massive wave, we trying hard to break. For victims of child molestation, hoping they could be found and place them back home. A place many people won't go, so this ain't hope. Wishing for the day they can all go.
Ms. Tinkle? First name, Ivana?
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
It's time for the hottest show on and off the internet. It's Dressing the Game Radio with your host, DJ Snellgood, and international co-host, Ms. Tasha Triple X.
Another Deacon Falls production. DBR, Track Boys, Track Boys. My name is John New.
He's a gangster, and I'm a gangster. Make your shoulders bleed. Rock with it, rock with it.
It's a DJ, turn it up, that's my song. Yeah. Now, move your body like this, throw your hands in the air. Now look to the left, drop down to the ground, about your booty up and down. And when you bring it back up, put them niggas with a smile. Yeah, yeah, the dick call me too thick, put you on the track, hang on the fuck with it. Your shoulders in, rock with it, rock with it. It's the way I dance. You want me, you all owe me. I heard you in the streets bragging about me to your homeboy. I see the thugs crowded on the dance floor. They throwing up their balls into the motorcycle. All my ladies in here getting loose tonight. When you dance, your pussy popping, cause all the thugs watching. Yeah, little mama, go ahead, keep doing your dance. Baby, don't be scared. Come and dance with me like you a real G. Come and dance with me like you on that Hennessy. Come and dance with me now, make your body lean. Come and dance with me like you just on that E. Make your shoulders lean. Rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, keep the door boys watching.
Winning team. Put your skills to work in the military.
I was on the streets in a gang shooting people and running drugs. Now I'm making something of myself. I kill people and run drugs for the CIA.
In this job, you not only help yourself, you help your country. Only in the military would a teenager be given responsibilities like driving a nuclear submarine, maneuvering a tank, or dropping high ordnance explosives. Make a change for yourself in the military.
I was in college constantly getting into pointless fights I didn't understand about nebulous concepts and belief systems. I got tired of arguing about what's right, so I dropped out of college and joined up. Now I know I'm right in the military.
Learn confidence.
I was having fantasies about stabbing people. Now I can do it for my country.
Live the military life. Positions are unexpectedly vacant every day. In fact, I'm about to give up my well-paid job as a voiceover actor in order to sign up and be shouted at by a lot of sexually confused skinheads. I want excitement, and what could be more exciting than shitting yourself while getting shot at in the jungle? Certainly beats sitting in this booth all day. Be number one. Turn your life around in the military.
Rock Wallow with another one. Ashwood with another one. Shit. I like this. This that young old school vibe, you dig? I know there's a lot of things that you need, and I know there's a lot of things that you want. But sometimes you gotta look at the things you got, because you can lose it all.
Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good?
Just letting y'all know, man, years riding out.
Don't it feel good?
Regular Game Radio. Your host, Cap, smells so good. We coming back right after these messages.
Wake up, it's a beautiful day. Hop in the shower, then I'm on my way. Smell of fresh air, cruising. I'm so glad to be here. Live every day like my last. Focus on the future, not the past. I appreciate the things amongst me. Only God can take it from me. I pray before I go to sleep. When I wake up, before I eat, give thanks, then I'm riding out. Then I ask the Lord protect my house. I remember I didn't have nothing. Now I'm blessed, cause now I got something. You need help, he's the one to call. While I'm here, I'm just trying to do it all. Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good? I could do whatever I want, whenever, wherever I want. I could go to sleep when I choose. Matter of fact, I could take a cruise. I could go and party all night. It feel good, I could do what I like. It's like I got control of my life. I stay high like the average flight. Earn money how I wanna earn it. Treat myself cause I deserve it. Baby girl, get comfort too. Roof over my head, I'm comfortable. Think I found my soulmate. I'm getting married. I can't wait. Have some kids, a fantasy. Since I'm free, I'm about to start a family. Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good? Hey, yo, Swagger, we gon' ride out to this one. I got the furniture in the booth, man. I'm so comfortable. Rock while on the track again. Another one. Matter of fact, can I get my two-step on? Okay, here we go. Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good?
Yay! Oh, I guess it do then. Live up in the motherfucking space. I almost said building, but it ain't no building around this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize. This is What the Fuck is Easter Wednesday? Yeah, we're talking about it. Motherfuck you, motherfucker. Shit. Give a damn about that shit. We're talking about Easter today. And then what's the meaning or not meaning of the motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? So let me beam a couple of people up in this motherfucker.
If this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Easter.
You what you had, dog biscuits for goddamn boo-noo?
Nah. You know I got to hide my eggs into some woman's basket if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, well, you know.
What's my hello, mama?
Find these Easter eggs on your back. Wow.
Yeah.
I can't find them.
We can fly out Easter where I'm from. Shit, that's the day to just get nice and get cleaned up. You feel me?
All right, but what's the meaning of fucking Easter?
We're supposed to celebrate the rise of the good Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, so what's the purpose of Christmas?
That's the birthday. Shit, it's time to get gifts. That's how I look at it.
Okay, what's Passover?
Put it this way. Look, check this out. Okay. Look, they celebrate Goofy Bone's birthday, and then they celebrate Goofy Bone when he rises from the dead. That's what Easter is. You know what I mean?
It is. Holla.
Holla. Hey. Of course, they celebrate
the
my homeboy Ashwood, too.
Shout out to Jimmy.
Yeah, we got Ashwood, Mr. Goofy Bone up in there, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Heavenly Angel. Side nine on his way, you know what I'm saying? He had to close up shop. Said he'd be coming back through. I told him I had to I had to hold the funny off till he got here. You know what I'm saying? So we can't be okay. We can't be funny until Cyanide not get it.
Let me ask you the question: when you were a little kid, did you go Easter egg hunting?
Yeah, but for what? I ain't never seen a motherfucking Easter bunny goddamn little egg.
Check this out. You come smoke
the Easter
bunny's
leg.
I'll show you a bunny that shoots out eggs like nothing.
I ain't even gonna go there. We called a couple of little bunnies up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hop on.
Cackleberry. Hey, when I was little, I used to call them cackleberries.
All right, let's go to Los Angeles. Fuck it, we're going to be in your area. We're going to, we got three in Santa Monica. Let me see. Los Angeles. I don't see San Jose on the list.
They got Buddy Farms in San Jose?
Oh. No, I'm looking for different locations for
a
pet store. Well, fuck it, let's go to Beverly Hills, rich motherfuckers. There we go, 310-246. All right, here we go, people. We're going in. No,
let's
hold on.
Do it. You better be ready, Ashwood. They're going to ask you questions. Hell yeah. Hello?
Thank you for calling Cincinnati to Feed Pretty Hills. This is Jimmy. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
All right, hey, I just wanted to know, guy. Hey, you guys got Easter bunnies down there?
Have we got what?
Easter bunnies. You guys got bunnies?
No, we don't. We don't sell pets.
You know, this is a pet store, isn't it?
It's a food and supplies, so we don't sell pets.
But you don't sell pets, so you sell pet supplies for the pets?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys got Easter bunny eggs?
No.
You don't sell the Easter bunny eggs, but you don't sell the pets either.
Nope.
You sell the supplies to make the Easter bunny eggs?
No, we sell like food and like.
I mean, do you have anything that if I go buy a rabbit that will make them produce eggs?
No.
Cadbury. I'm looking for Cadbury. You guys got like Cadbury mix down there? I want a Beverly Hills special mix.
No, we don't.
Okay, you don't have anything like that. No Easter egg seeds or anything I can give to them to pop out some eggs. Because has to learn.
You better call one more, man, because I want to get up on that.
Oh, shit. Here we go, people. Hey, the unmarked caller, man, if you want to call back in, you can join in the mayhem. You know what I'm saying? Here you go. I don't do Easter or Christmas, says Heavenly Angel. Let's see. And let's go to Wikipedia. On Easter week or Bright Week is the period of 7 days from Easter Sunday through the Saturday following. In the Western Church, Latin of Roman Catholicism, Anglican, and other Western churches, Easter week is the week beginning with the Christian feast of Easter and ending a week later on Easter Saturday. What the fuck is Easter, though? The term is sometimes inaccurately used to mean the week before Easter, which is probably known as Holy Week. And particularly confusing in this text is the secular usage of the term Easter Saturday to refer to the day known liturgically as Holy Saturday or Easter Eve, the day before Easter, rather than the Saturday following Easter. What the fuck is all that? The fuck does Easter mean? That's what the fuck I want to know. Easter. Hold on. Click on Easter. All right. Easter is Greek from the Hebrew. It's the most important annual religious feast in the Christian liturgical, some big fucking word. According to Christian scripture, Jesus was resurrected from the dead on the third day after his crucifixion. Some Christians celebrate this resurrection on Easter Day or Easter Sunday, also Resurrection Day or Resurrection Sunday. 2 days after Good Friday and 3 days after Maundy Thursday. I ain't know what the fuck that is. The chronology of his death and resurrection is variously interpreted to be between A.D. 26 and A.D. 36. Easter also refers to the season of the church year called Eastertide or the Easter season. Traditionally, the Easter season lasted the 40 days from Easter. Time is over. Your time is over, Lent. You got to get the fuck out of my pocket. Oh, my bad. Easter is linked to the Jewish Passover, not only for much of its symbolism, but also for its position in the calendar. So most European languages, the feast called Easter in English is termed by words or for Passover in those languages, and in the older blah 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 blah. The term, the versions of the Bible, the term Easter was the term used to translate Passover. So y'all seen Easter in the Bible? Wow. There are some Christian denominations who do not celebrate Easter. Yeah. Relatively new elements such as the Easter bunny and Easter egg hunts have become part of the holiday's modern celebration, and those aspects are often celebrated by many Christians and non-Christians alike. All right, yeah, well, what the fuck ever? What the fuck is it, though? That's all I'm saying. What the fuck is Easter, though? The whole shit right there. The name refers to Easter Monoth, a month of the Germanic. What the fuck are we celebrating some Germanic calendar for? Attested by Bede, as named after the goddess Easter of Anglo-Saxon paganism. Devil worshiping. Come on, man. That Easter's Monoth was the equivalent of the month of April, and that feasts held in her honor during Easter Monoth had died out by the time of his writing, replaced with the Christian custom of Easter. Using comparative linguistic evidence from continental Germanic sources, the 19th century scholar Jacob Grimm proposed the existence of an equivalent form of Easter among the pre-Christian beliefs of the continental Germanic peoples, whose name he reconstructed as Ostara. So, yeah, the implications of the goddess have resulted in scholarly theories about whether or not Easter, E-O-S-T-R-E, is an invention of Bede. Theories connecting Easter with records of Germanic folk custom, including Haras, H-R-E-H-R-H-A-R-E-S, and eggs, and as a descendant of the Pro-Indo-European goddess of the dawn through the etymology of her name. Grimm's reconstructed Ostara has had some influence in modern popular culture. Modern German has Ostern, but otherwise Germanic languages have generally borrowed the form Pasha. See below. Man, listen. Ain't nothing, say nothing about no motherfucking American this, American that. All that shit comes from goddamn Germany. All that shit comes from Europe. That is a European custom. That is some European motherfucking paganistic bullshit. Sorry. Y'all can jump around with your Easter bunnies all you motherfucking want to. But the purpose of this show is to motherfucking what? Expose the truth to a lot of this bullshit that's been blowing up your kids'
ass. So where is Goofy Bones' name in all this?
Exactly. Where is it? I ain't seen smell, ass, wood. I ain't seen no name. No name.
So my name.
You know what I'm saying? We got to call another motherfucker up and see if we can see if the goddamn bunnies lay fucking Easter eggs. That's what we trying to find out. The bunnies lay motherfucking Easter eggs. All right, here we go, people. Let me cue up some little. We want porn music. We want jazz. Which one we want?
Jazz.
So I got the jazz music.
Kenny G.
Nigga, this ain't motherfucking. Nigga, still on goddamn New Year's and shit. Nigga, play New Year's. Here we go, people. We're going in for another pet shop call in Los Angeles. We're going to take it over here to, let's see, we're in Burbank. It's calling Dominion. No, let's call the Petco. Fuck it. We're going to call the Petco in Burbank. Okay, hold on. Let me do this. All right. We got Discount Pet Supply, Petland, Pet Adoption, Cheap Pet Store, retail stores around, offer Birdfish Mall. All right, let's call Petland then, goddammit.
Call Petland, I'll talk to him.
All right, here here we go. Let's look for a phone number. Phone number.
Skeleton game.
Store locator.
Okay, what city are we in?
Ohio. Oh, no, the corporate office is in Ohio. Store operations. Questions or comments should be directed to store operations. But, no, we need a fucking pet store. Damn, how the hell the fucking internet don't pull up a goddamn pet store? What kind of dumb shit is
that? Pull that bitch.
Oh, boy. You type in pet store, bitch. Fucking pet should goddamn fly everywhere. Shit. I'm looking for fucking bunnies. How about that? Fucking bunnies. A bunny.
Google bunnies that lay eggs.
Bunny store. Pet bunny stores. There we go. Pet bunny shit. How the fuck we're looking for pet bunnies? Pet store, pet rabbits. We got, what the hell is this? One ear? No. Pet bunny supply. Pet bunny books. Super pet bunny flipping dogs out there. Petbunny.com. Pet store gets bunny with two noses. Man, we damn sure need to call you. Cause that might be our egg, our bunny laying egg with two noses and shit. That would fuck. Damn, did they have a fucking Is that it? Well, we need a fucking number, man. We need to fucking call them. Fucking bunny with two noses. You gotta be shitting eggs. That's the fucking Easter bunny, people. Motherfucking Fox News. Fucking Fox News. God damn it, y'all. We need, god damn it. Anybody out there got a number for a fucking pet store? Anybody? Pet store in Venice, California. Well, it says all breeds, amphibians, and reptiles, aquariums and fish, birds, reptiles, small animals. Fuck it, man. Let's call it.
Google PetSmart. PetSmart.
Man, this is Los Angeles, California Petco. Here we go.
Thank you for calling Petco La Brea. My name is Esther Jamez. What is your number?
Okay, it's 715-848.
Nope. It's still not found.
What do you mean you do not sell? I have
it
your SKU number right
when
here.
I answer the SKU number is not finding it.
Well, what is your name, ma'am?
Estella.
Say that again?
Estella.
Estella?
Yes.
Okay, Estella, my son...
But I'm telling you that we don't sell them.
Can you transfer me to a manager?
Sure, hold on.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag.
Oh no! Did you hang up? We still on hold.
We're waiting for the manager.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Thank you for holding.
Hello.
Hello? Yes, how may I help you?
Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Yvette.
Yvette, and you're the store manager?
No, I'm not. The store manager's not in the store right now. How may I help you?
Okay, well, I need to speak to somebody who's ahead of the store. Is that the person you are?
I'm in charge right now. The manager on duty is on her lunch.
Okay.
So how can I help you?
I need to speak to a manager. I don't need to speak to somebody who's not a manager, acting like a manager. I need to speak to a manager.
Okay, call back after 11 o'clock, okay?
What is your name, ma'am?
Damn it, man. You should have hit her with the Easter Bunny, man. Shit.
She was already grouchy, man.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, man. I'm just acting manager, okay? Shit. I'm fucking supposed to be getting carts right now, okay? I'm fucking playing manager and shit, okay?
Oh,
fucking
man.
Give me a break, guys.
You should go and come and complain on her ass for hanging up on you. You should complain on her when you call back.
Hey, I got to beam a couple of people up here, man. Y'all hold on, man. Let me beam a couple of people up in
here. Hard beam is.
It's going down. Welcome to the show. We got 81 Trizzy, 51 Deuce up in this motherfucker. Y'all already know, man. Y'all have been in tune to the we're looking for, this is what the fuck is Easter Wednesday, you know what I'm saying, live right here on Starship Smelly Pride, Record Game Radio. And,
hey, everybody.
It's going down, ladies, off in the building. Oh, shit. What's going down, huh?
Shit. If this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Oh, my man. Hey, Timmy, get your ass out of the way. Trying to be perverted and stuff. You know what
can
I'm
I speak to Johnny the Princess?
Motherfucker, is this a beam up or something?
Can I speak to her?
Yeah.
John,
type of show. Y'all need a comedy show. Y'all so silly.
I just want to let you know I love you, Johnny.
I love you too, Goofy Bone. I'm still coming to Cali, man. I just ain't got my ticket yet. But
don't
I'm going to let you
darling.
Know when I get it, man. Smell good.
We're
came
working
and
on it, girl. Up. We're working on it, girl. We're
so y'all was
in
Vegas killing without me. You know, I was missing the action. You know, he showed me the bitches and stuff.
Well, whose fault was that?
I ain't got no money, man. You know, our sister was on unemployment, but I got my money back up right now. It's on the profit.
Well. I'm going to let you
know. The Chinese chick was fucking me up because she looking up the SKU number and shit. I'm like, your bitch is looking up the SKU number. Bitch, y'all don't sell rabbits.
Oh, man.
A motherfucker actually looking this shit up. I'm like, what you just said you don't motherfucking carry rabbits. Why the fuck would you look up a goddamn SKU number for a rabbit? Boy, look at that. That was a good one, though. That was a good one.
I want the manager. I don't want someone acting like they're the manager. That's who I want.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm a manager acting like the manager. Not really the manager because the manager's on the break. Well, bitch, go give her the phone. Shit. Sitting right there next to you. No, y'all don't go nowhere. Shit. All right. We're going to try to find somebody else, y'all. You going to get back into it. You know what I'm saying? And we got to play one quick song because I got to get a list of people to call. I got to get some show five people that we going to call. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we going to do.
Everybody can call.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Very angry.
All right, so we're going to get into some 81 Trizzy shit, right? What y'all want, male or female?
Both. It don't matter. Whatever you want to play, don't matter.
I want Hood Rap by Johnny and Young Fella.
That's what you get. Quarters in the jukebox, goddammit, right here live, Record Game Radio. This is what the fuck is Easter Wednesday, man. Coming right back, we're going to be calling a couple of more stoves, you know what I'm saying? We're going to find out if chicken rabbits actually exist and do they lay Cadbury eggs.
Yeah.
ball that I can't get it in. Don't worry about it, baby, you just give me some head. I'm a sick, sick chick, and you don't wanna be bitchin' on you, best believe I'm.
Baby, you the real deal, you can ride with a pill. We can have a nightcap and head back to the lair.
I like your perfume, I like your hair, and the sweet way you smell. I like what I see, I can't help but stare. I like your hair, and the sweet way you smell. I like what I see, where they at?
Three shots of Jaeger, two Hennessy's, and one Budweiser. Man, I'm by drunk as Cooter Brown. Like to call my Uncle Earl if you look out for a nut. Baby girl, I'm your squirrel, Papa, love you long time. When I'm full of good green, tequila shots with lime. Hey, baby, what's your sign? Does a Virgo know how to blow your mind?
I like your perfume, I like your hair, and the sweet way you smell. I like what I see, can't help but stare. I like your hair, and the sweet way you smell. I like what I see, I can't help but stare.
I like your eyes, this my size. If I didn't know no better, I might call your wife. That's what your boy called a dream. Super fly lady, join my team. We can do about 80 down Martin Luther King. Baby, it's gravy, I'm a lion, I'm a king. Here's my tail, yeah, your boy ring. Me, man, the crew, we can do our thing.
I like your perfume, I like your hair, and the sweet way you smell. I like what I see, I can't help but stare. I like your hair, and the sweet way you smell. I like what I see, I can't help but stare.
Got one more, we coming back live on Reckoning Game Radio. Y'all hold on, man. Got some more info to bring to y'all, man. Something late breaking news.
Next time I knock you on your ass, you'll be snoring. Bros, bros, goofy boning in the sky. We coming harder than ever, it ain't no lie. Make way for the fucking kings, move aside. This that real street music, enjoy the ride. Wanna come to my hood. Up in Northern Cali, we got so much bread. We're all a little thick, cause we're all home fed. Speaking of thickness, look at this wad. Selling cocaine is a motherfucking job. I'm still in chucks, and I rock my dickies. I'm big and tall, and always mean like them rookies. Always on the streets, you gotta be mean, cause motherfuckers will try to take you from your dreams. Stab you in the back, and let you die. I'm still alive, so let me ride through the streets, to the blocks, and downtown to the tank. People tripping off the duffels I'm bringing to the bank, and that's how I do it, straight from the streets. I'm always glocked up just in case you got me.
My block, I'm always closing away.
father told me I'm rising to the top. I like the hand I was dealt, I will not fly. Hustle 24/7, that means around the clock.
Check this out, y'all. We're going to make one more motherfucking call, right? And this is going to be some, this is on sale all the way up until the day of the event. $10 in advance. Make sure you get your ass down, and $15 at the door if you don't, so fuck it. Also, you know what I'm saying, coming up in May, we got more Super Tackler events, you know what I'm saying? We got Club Nouveau, you know what I'm saying, it's going down. Mr. John New performing live for the, what is it called, the Super Sex Symbols?
The Florida Sex Symbols.
There you go. Florida Sex Symbols going down in Club Nouveau. You know what I'm saying? Right here live in Tampa Bay, Florida. Make sure y'all come down and check it out down there on Franklin Street. Y'all need any more info, man. You know. Hit up us up, man. I ain't got to fly in front of us, but shit, you already know. I can get you more info. So two different events, you know what I'm saying, popping off. You know what I'm saying? You got Ashwood Third World going to be opening up. You know what I'm saying? For Miss John Newt, y'all come and see dog Ashwood live. In Poison, you know what I'm saying? Third World with his backpack, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. It ain't a backpack full of weed, so I don't need that motherfucker. But, yeah, no, hey, that's his backpack. That's it.
Shout out to the Easter Bunny.
Yeah, what happened? Did it ring?
I don't know.
All right, hold on. What, oh, we was. It ain't nobody pick up. Hello? Hello? I think I'm moving up. Damn, we gotta fucking click over now. God damn it. Alright, fuck it. Be alright. But we can't make the next call. Shout out to Set of Baby Powder Fresh Jake. You know what I'm saying? Up in this mode. Oh, okay. There we go. I guess we was caught up. Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying? Up in here, Sinai. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Ash, woo! And of course, you know what I'm saying? Miss John New, the Princess. Up there real big, man. We're doing it real big. Live Wrecking Game Radio. Let me give a shout out to old DJ J3. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can check him out. I think he on Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights. Just starting up, you know what I'm saying? So we got a new radio show.
8 to 10.
You know what I'm saying? Representing
10, right?
Tampa Bay. You know what I'm saying? Flow Weed up. Yeah. I'm no hater. I'm a motherfucking congratulator. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, hey, that's what I do, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, those motherfuckers want to kind of mean mug you, you know, want to give you props, but it's all good, bitches. My track record speaks for itself. 1 year in radio, representing Tampa Bay, Florida. So, hey, everybody else, it's just an imitation. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Everybody got to watch, man. You got to watch. Anybody got to watch, y'all? Anybody got to watch, y'all?
It's time for the nutty news. God damn it.
All right, God damn it. I'm going to be lost in shit. Y'all know what time it is when I say what time it is, when I know what time it is, when you know what time it be. Or something like that. That's real. We're going to have some good background music for y'all today. You know what I'm saying? Going down nutty news of the day. Brought to you apart by NettyMusicDay.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, off the motherfucking chain news from around the world. And I mean the world. And I mean the world. Smoke them if you got them. I don't. Shit. Fuck on you. time for the business time. Time for the nutty news, y'all. Oh.
Oh.
Time for the nutty news of the day. You know what I'm saying? Bringing you news from all the way around the world. You know what I'm saying? And I mean the world. And we're going to get into it. You know what I'm saying? Let me get a little background music playing. We're going to start out with, you know what I'm saying? You know, my dog Ashwood. We got a little more Ashwood. You know what I'm saying? Just jumping in the background. Going down.
Sweet.
Yeah. And let me give one quick shout out, man, to my cousin and my uncle. You know what I'm saying? Rashid Ali. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Miss B, the singer. Taqwa Iman Jarvis El Amin and the host, my uncle Hakeem Aquil. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. They got their own show now. New radio show broadcasting on WTMP 1150 AM Saturday mornings from 9 AM until 10 AM The radio show is a continuation to connect and empower the community. You know what I'm saying? Their show is called The Honest Opinion, keeping it real and making it happen. And of course, I don't be up that early, so I will probably not be doing no simulcasting. But y'all can hit them up if y'all want to send them any kind of issues or anything for the show. It's a commercial free hour. It's at Hakeem, Hakim 1948@yahoo.com. Hakeem 1948@yahoo.com. And yeah, there you go, family, stepping their game up on the radio. You know what I'm saying? All right, shout out to you. But this is what we do here on Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Let's get it in. We got this thing jumping. I'm sorry, I'm stuck in the song, y'all. We in California. Over here in California. Good thing I got my motherfucking toys before y'all ban some shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Love me the fucking half a meal toys with all the lead and poison that they had in them and everything. I fucking, let me get it all. County supervisor in California wants to ban Happy Meal toys and other similar treats that are given away with children's fast food meals. Ken Yeager, the Santa Clara County supervisor, is presenting a law at the county board meeting to ban toys given away with unhealthy food. He believes the motherfucking reason. It ain't because the goddamn kid wants some motherfucking little cheap-ass toy inside that bitch. The fuck ever. All right. Anyway, let's keep on moving, man. Over here, Philly. Shouts out to Easy right over there, Philly. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, that is. And, yeah, this is where Oprah Winfrey pays off headmistress. Yeah, and suit is dropped. Well, I mean, shit, bitch, if you got a goddamn the world's richest woman, what the fuck are you going to do? You can pay off anything, pretty much. Oprah Winfrey would be getting some of that cheese. Yeah, I didn't do it, but I did it. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Anything that's got Oprah Winfrey written on it, I'm trying to get some of that. You know what I'm saying? Even that church's fake-ass goddamn Boston Market chicken scheme bullshit she pulled. Yeah, I was almost in line, goddamn it, with the other 200,000 motherfuckers that was in line trying to get some goddamn free chicken and shit. And didn't get a motherfucking wing. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get a motherfucking wing. I don't know if that guy in that bitch biscuits was gone. Law requires small businesses to provide coverage for workers. Such an employer mandate has been in place in San Francisco, California for over a year. To cover the cost, owners are either having to raise their menu prices or tack on a so-called healthy surcharge on the tab. Either way, customers are footing the bill for the health care of their wait staff, busboys, and cooks, regardless of whether the workers work part-time, live in San Francisco, or 100 anybody that ain't U.S., you know what I'm saying? That's not a U.S., whatever the fuck you call them, motherfucker. Belong to the U.S., goddammit. Yeah, them people. If you ain't that, you illegal. Well, all right, fuck it, because I'm illegal, too. I don't belong to the motherfucker. Let's go on over here to North Carolina, man. Because after 16 years in prison, a man is freed to a new world. I ain't got that type of music, you know. Last month, he was exonerated and free to go and murder another prostitute. All righty, then. Can't even talk about that. in England. So we all the way across the world, people. I mean the world. The world. I mean, we finna go international with these last couple of ones. All right, we're taking us over to England where Boss uses Facebook to fire Chelsea. So my Facebook is not only good for connecting with... How the hell do you motherfucking misspell fire? You fart. F-A-R-E-D, you fart. Motherfucker, please. All right, I would have came to work like, bitch, my Facebook was down. I ain't checked my messages, bitch. My computer been down. Shit, I ain't been by the library, motherfucker. I'm here to work, son of a bitch. Anyways, because you got to pay me, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm clocked in, bitch. I get a whole full day of work. You fire me after I get off of this motherfucker. And I'm taking me some pens and pencils and cookie cutters before I leave. All right, going over here to Italy, man. Where we ain't studied Italian yet. But we're going to be studying Italian on here, too. Montabella and spaghetti to you. You know what I'm saying? A woman is arrested for hiring a hitman to kill her father. A 19-year-old Elenia Moretti had asked her father, Rodolfo, for 5,000 euros, which comes out to $6,756 for a trip to America before using the money to hire a hitman to kill him. Yeah, apparently with her mother's consent. Yeah, the teenager from the small town of Lazara, near the northern Italy of northern Italian city of Milan, told authorities she could no longer bear her despotic father's ways. What the fuck is despotic? You one of the big words that went past me and shit like. Despotic. I don't. Sorry, people. Y'all can clue me in on that one later, cause I don't know what that is. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's get a little money for sale in the background. My dad, old Mister, smells so good and jet set. Old school shit. And
that's a new idea. That's a new idea.
Fuck off.
I remember a long time ago. It was a song.
Come the hell on, dig. Hell off here.
It's time to make it happen, y'all.
There you go. We're in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Shouts out to all my El Mexicanos out there. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Zoo worker throws giraffe in trash. Okay. How the fuck do you pick up a giraffe any goddamn way? A beloved Rio Grande Zoo giraffe was dismembered and placed in a trash bin following his death, and an outraged mayor of Albuquerque has ordered an investigation into it. This is unacceptable behavior from a city employee, said mayoral spokesman Chris Ramirez. The zoo, like the city's animal shelters, is required to take any animal remains to the landfill where they are properly disposed of in a special area. Ugh. I didn't even know they do that. I'm chopping up animal asses over here in the corner and shit. Yeah, okay. Put the rhino penises over here. We need giraffe penises over there. Yeah, we can't get those mixed up, people. Ugh. All right, shout out to all my people down there. See, I told y'all going to be in the news. Shout out to Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying, for making the headlines finally. We in Seattle, Washington. Where in-school clinic sets up teens' abortion. Yeah, that sounds cool. Not. The mother of a Baylor High School student is fuming after the health center on campus helped facilitate her daughter's abortion during school hours. Yeah, Jill says her daughter, a pro-life advocate, was given a pass, put in a taxi, and sent off to have an abortion during school with criminal sexual conduct and firearms charges. Oh, there's some sick people in this world, boy. And that crack cocaine, it just really shuts the motherfucker down, boy. Man. Damn, boy, that's some fucked up shit. What's going on here in London? Shouts out to Easy Rider, but not that he got anything to do with London, just that I seen him pop up in here. Airport worker makes crew remark about breath assistance. Yeah, good old breath assistance. Police said they have warned an airport worker who reportedly made a crude remark about a colleague's breath as a newly installed security scanner took a full body x-ray of her. The report incident, the first such complaint since the machines were introduced earlier this year, has highlighted privacy concerns about the use of full body scanners at British Airport. Duh, motherfuckers, if you're doing a full body scan, that means you're seeing titties, pussy, and everything. I mean, that's what a full body scan does, right? You take an x-ray. All right. I'll be the one checking that out. You know what I'm saying? I'll get that job. All right. Let's go over to Canada. Shouts out to Susan Fur, Miss Laugh-A-Lot. You know what I'm saying? Down there. And all you Drake fans down there. We in Ottawa. Ottawa, Canada, to be exact. With no free speech in Canada. Yeah, after protesters at the University of Ottawa prevented Ann Coulter from giving a speech, the American conservative writer said it proved the point she came to make. Free speech in Canada leaves much to be desired. Coulter says she has been speaking regularly at university campuses for a decade. While she has certainly been heckled, she said this is the first time an engagement has been canceled because of protesters. I do not know who the hell Ann Coulter is, but I would not like to have the last name Coulter. Yeah. If anybody knows what the fuck a Coulter swab is, yeah, that's scooping out some of the eggs out of a cootie hole. Oh, sorry about that. Didn't mean to put that in your imagination. Yeah. Going over here to Illinois, people. Off-duty cop accidentally shoots himself in the butt. All right, hold on, people. Got to get an award ready. Hold on. Got to get an award ready. We got a first award of the day. First award of the day. That's what I'm talking about. I knew somebody was going to get it. A police officer for the University of Illinois at Chicago is under investigation after his gun accidentally discharged, wounding him in the buttocks. I've been shot in the buttocks. Officer Brian Malin, 39, was shopping at a Best Buy.
You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
And actually, you got fired on your day. Everybody got fired on. You're fired on yourself. How the hell you shoot yourself? I mean, come on, people. Yeah. All right. Let's keep it moving, people. Let's keep it moving. We got a couple more, and then we getting up out of here. You know what I'm saying? Making a couple of more motherfucking calls. This is what is, what the fuck is Easter Wednesday, man? Just letting y'all know. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Right here live. We'll be increased. I don't know why. Yeah. We'll be increased at Tarleton State University when a play in which Jesus is portrayed as gay will be presented. Yeah. The production called Corpus Christi. Isn't that the name of our mayor? Oh, my bad. Is being directed by student John Jordan Ott. Oteo, some shit, who says he wants to offer a play that portrays tolerance and unconditional love. Critics say the play is blasphemous. Who the fuck cares, man? Y'all motherfuckers don't know what the hell Jesus was. You don't know if he was a man, a woman, a hermaphrodite, or a goddamn a frog on a fucking log. Let that motherfucking man have his goddamn opinion. I don't give a shit. You got motherfuckers that's fucking wickets and atheists and all this other kind of shit. They walking around amongst you all fucking day saying the Lord ain't alive, the Lord ain't dead. Who the shit cares? You know what I'm saying? Mind your motherfucking business and handle yours. Damn, don't worry about nobody else. I wouldn't give a shit. Shit, you got fags walking around all motherfucking day. Is you worried about them walking around you? And what you be worrying about, they gay ass talking about, I believe in Jesus, like my aunts and my gay ass uncles be always talking about. Who the fuck cares? Seems like gay people are the most religious motherfuckers on this planet. Let them be. Wouldn't give a shit. Call Moses gay. I wouldn't motherfucking know. I wasn't living back then. You know what I'm saying? I can't verify shit. So, let's go all over to Amherst, New York, where a 90-year-old kills 89-year-old wife in domestic fight. Signs of the time, people. Old people killing old people. Oh, help, I've fallen. And she won't get up. Oh, my bad. 90-year-old man has been charged with killing his 89-year-old wife in their home in a retirement community in western New York in what police would describe only as an apparent domestic dispute. The woman would not go and get the man's genital, therefore he swung on her. I'm sorry, that was not in the headlines, but I thought that would be funny. In April 2007, item in the Buffalo News said John and Virginia Buns, that's a hell of a last name, Buns, celebrated their 65th wedding anniversary on April 4th, 2007. Oh, isn't that not sweet? Because you just killed your fucking wife, dude. Fuck is going on? All right, out walking the dog. Sign that. Be right back, people. All right, I'm talking about here in Texas. Oh, what? Tarleton. Yeah, y'all got it. Seth J said he might attend the Gay Jesus presentation. just strategically for reporting purposes only, you know, just so he can talk about it on the show, of course. Watch out in St. Pete, Florida, y'all, where an elusive monkey romps in Florida. Yeah, in the hours after a monkey on the lam fell into a woman's pool and then swiped some fruit from her backyard tree, fans of the wily primate cheered it for avoiding capture. Go, little monkey! Go! Don't cave out! Let's do a fan page for a fucking monkey. Get your ass out of here with that shit. What's going on? Hell, I ought to give you motherfuckers an award, but I don't want to interrupt my music. Fucking dumbasses. Y'all get fired on y'all fucking day off. There you go. Y'all get it anyways. We over here in Philly, back in Pennsylvania. Shouts out to www.bid66.com. And if you ain't went and checked out bid66.com, I don't know what the fuck you was doing. You know what I'm saying? Take your ass on over there and make a 50-cent bid, man. You can get you a DVD player for like $2. No bullshit. All right. Take a bullshit. Two homeowners took their own lives before eviction. That's what I'm talking about. That's dedication. Dedication to your house. Oh, my bad. The foreclosure crisis in Philadelphia is now becoming a matter of life and death. Eyewitness News has learned that in the past month, two homeowners, not one, but two homeowners, took their own lives before sheriff deputies arrived to tell them that you motherfuckers is broke, get your punk ass out on the streets. I mean, that they were being evicted. In layman's terms, yeah, man, I'm telling you, money is fucking a lot of people up. You got, you know, motherfuckers out there, you know, shooting themselves in the head, and killing themselves. And, I mean, all I can say, hey, man, if you motherfuckers having a problem, all right, so here to UK people, nuttiest place on earth to me, where a man is too heavy to lift in the ambulance. Yeah, an obese man, probably from Florida, I mean, who became ill after trying to, see people, how do you try to lose weight when you try to get fucking fat beyond motherfucking belief? What kind of shit is that? Had to be left in his bed overnight after firemen found it impossible to lift him into an ambulance. Firemen were called to an address in Croydon, after the man called for help, saying he couldn't move. Bitch, you couldn't figure that out? They spent more than 3 hours trying to transfer the patient onto a stretcher, but couldn't budge him from his bed due to his bulk. And, man, I'm telling y'all, I seen that damn shit where they were talking about obese people in America. And they grade 8 beef with that complaint, with that claim. The largely reported link between global warming and cattle farming, propagated by United Nations report on livestock's long shadow, was also largely inaccurate, explains one scientist, Dr. Frank Mitloner of the University of California, saying the misleading claims emanate from a 2006 United Nations report. Yeah. In a long list of lying about this goddamn global warming bullshit, here's some more info for you. Yeah. We're back in Florida where somebody might know this dude because he looks familiar. Man gets 15 years for trying to break back into jail. Damn, we get an award. That's what I'm talking about. Shit. A man has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for violating his probation. All right. Anybody know what time it is? Yeah, you do, because that motherfucker gets his award. It's your award. Stupid motherfucker. What kind of shoe is that? Getting to, you know, break in the jail. We don't break out the jail. They're going to break in the jail.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, boy, only in, well, shit, only everywhere, goddammit. It ain't only in America. It's only.
I said, yes, ma'am.
Oh. Oh,
okay. You know me, I'm in the lab.
Oh, okay. You're going over here to Sweet Texas. Sugar Land, to be exact. Yeah, Sugar Land, Texas, where a teacher has punches. Wow. Teacher has students punch a classmate. I had read that wrong. A teacher encouraged several students to punch a classmate in their face on a field trip. The problem started when Devarius whipped your ass whooped. Shit, me. What's going on, man? Shit. New York people, enthusiasts, revived the Polaroid film. Yeah, the good old throwback 70s camera. A group of engineers and enthusiasts who leased an old Polaroid film factory in the Netherlands announced that they had successfully reinvented instant film and will start selling packs this week. The news gives new life to some old Polaroid cameras. The company, called The Impossible Project, will sell film for SX70 cameras made in the 70s as well as more recent cameras that take 600 series film. Yeah, so you guys run out and go and get your 8-track players. They'll be selling tapes pretty soon for you. Yeah, imagine the fuck that. I sell cassette tapes, though, so y'all need any cassette tapes, holla at the boy. Hell no, they ain't up to date. Them bitches from 1999, goddammit, when they stopped making tapes. Shit, catch up. Hillsdale, New Jersey. A burglar enters restaurant and cooks chicken. That's what I'm talking about. But you still get an award. Police in New Jersey town said someone broke into a restaurant and cooked a chicken and rice dish before fleeing, leaving behind Lake Buena Vista, Florida. At least 8 people were injured when a Walt Disney World bus and a charter bus collided. Witnesses told WhoTheFuckCares.com the Mears charter bus was parked just off the right lane of Epcot Center Boulevard, and the driver was standing outside of it when the Disney bus hit it. No passengers were on the charter bus, and all of the injured passengers were aboard the Disney bus. Yeah. Take y'all ass on a motherfucking tour if you want to. Yeah. Last but not least, we're in St. Paul, where women brawl at a children's museum. Damn, I wish I could have been there. You know what I'm saying? Titties popping out everywhere. Look, kids, it's mom's tits. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Good old chick fight. You can't beat those, baby. You know what I'm saying? Two women face possible charges for throwing punches in front of kids at the Children's Museum in St. Paul. Museum officials said two women started fighting in front of a museum packed with kids and parents who came for free Sunday admission. Well, damn, y'all got what you paid for, bitch. A free fight. Sorry about that. Witnesses told police the fighting was so violent, a massive hole was left in the museum's lobby wall. Damn. Women getting it in. That's what I'm talking about. Shouts out to all y'all violent people out there in the world. You know what I'm saying? Here's your award.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
For real? For real. And that will do for your Nutty News Today, man. Brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your weird and wild, crazy, off-the-wall news. And like I always say, people, you know what I'm saying, don't never believe what the fuck I say. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? That's real. Yeah. Get into a little something, man. What y'all want to hear, man? You know what I'm saying? What we got to go ahead and get into? Fuck it. We got some Bonnie Von Shea up in this motherfucker, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to get into it. Coming right back, we got Miss John New, we got Ashwood, and we're going to talk about the show, man. What kind of plans y'all got for the show? You know what I'm saying? May 2nd, 2010, Club Nouveau is coming up, y'all. And don't forget, April 20th, the smokiest day in Tampa, Florida. Motherfucking going down.
I'm tired of chasing him, now I'm all out of breath. I gave him my life, he lived for himself. I put my life back so he can hurt someone else.
Y'all, we're going to get into one more call and turn this forum music on. We're going to see if we can get somebody on the line, man. If we get us a motherfucking rabbit. This is What the Fuck is Easter Wednesday, man, right here live, Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, hold on 1 second, and we're going to get into it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make this quick call. You know what I'm saying? And this is to a company called Rabbit. These motherfuckers do not sell rabbits. They sell computer products, but we're going to see if we can get us a goddamn rabbit ordered up. All right, hold on. Here we go, people.
The International Brand. Please select one of the following options. Press 1 to dial by name. Press 2 for sales. Press 3 to place or check an order status. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance purposes. Thank you for holding. We appreciate your patience. All of our agents are currently assisting other customers. Transferring call.
Good afternoon. This is Susie. May I help you?
Hey, how you doing, Susie?
I'm fine.
All right. Happy almost Easter to you.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, I was just wondering, what kind of rabbits you guys sell?
We sell electrical controllers.
Okay, not the bunny rabbits. I was under the impression that rabbit means you guys sell rabbits.
No, actually, our old company name is Rabbit Semiconductor. We're part of Digi International, but we named our microprocessors after the jackrabbits.
Okay, so you'll have any kind of rabbits, any rabbit foots or anything you sell, anything rabbit? food?
Absolutely not.
Cadbury eggs? Easter eggs?
No. Nope, sorry. That is a bad rumor.
That's a bad rumor.
Rabbits, but none of the ones that are require care and feeding.
Okay. Well, let me ask you something. Since you work for a rabbit, do rabbits lay eggs?
Nope.
They don't lay eggs. I don't know why everybody's been teaching me that since I was young. I've always thought that. Well, hey, you have a great and blessed and unstressed day. How about that?
Oh, thank you. You too.
All right. Happy almost Easter to you.
Thank you.
All right.
You too. Bye.
Well, shit. We're trying to get us somebody who goddamn sells rabbits. They don't sell rabbits, people. But that's rabbits, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to, I give them a little promo. They've been a good sport. Well, it's rabbit.com. You can go and check them out for microprocessors and all that kind of computer type shit. Check them out, man. It's a Digi International brand. It's Rabbit. Rabbit.com. And, yeah, they don't sell rabbits, though. Shit. All right. What's up, peoples? Welcome back to the show. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to find us a pet store that sells rabbits. Preferably rabbits that lay eggs. Does anybody have a clue where we can go? John, what you doing for Easter?
I'm just going to hang out, run the streets, and run 420 early.
You ain't going to East End, hun?
Why, y'all ain't got no barbecues y'all can't invite the girl to? I'll bring through a dish, you know what I'm saying?
You know, I'm having an East Egg hunt. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be some green eggs. It's going to be some green eggs all the way around the lot. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got to smoke whatever in the eggs. You got to smoke whatever in the eggs. You know what I'm saying? Shit, that's how I East Egg hunt. You got to practice some green glass of eggs, goddammit. Shit. Knick-sacks and all the eggs, goddammit. And whoever finds the egg got to put it in there. Fuck that shit. That's how I'm
doing.
Anybody
having a party, let me know you having an Easter party. I'll come through for it and bring a dish.
Yeah, well, the only dish I'm bringing is blacks, and most blacks. The best dish of the day. You know what I'm saying? The best dish of the day. But I did read, man, check this out. Did you hear what I said about what Easter come from? You tell me where Easter come from then. What's your knowledge?
Easter is a man-made holiday that it revolved around the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The resurrection of Jesus Christ, and then holiday around it, and then the man talking about put all this rabbit and egg shit.
This is the origins in the etymology. Anglo-Saxon and German. Yeah, that's where it comes from. It developed from Old English word eostra or eostra back in prior to the 899. It's part of the German calendar. Put it that way. All that Germanic shit. German calendar. And it was really named after the goddess pagan, you know what I'm saying, Eostra of Anglo-Saxon paganism. You know what I'm saying? That's really where it comes from. Let me see. And it was the equivalent of the month of April, you know what I'm saying, that feast held in her honor, which they had, you know what I'm saying, they kept every year in April they held something in her honor and shit. Basically worshiping fictitious image, you know what I'm saying? And had died out by the time of his writing, so it was replaced with the Christian custom of Easter. You know what I'm saying? But all this shit comes from Europe, European. All this is just European descent, which ain't got shit to do with the price of rice in motherfucking China. Just like the eggs and Easter eggs and all that bunny dressing up in the motherfucking suit and all that shit, scaring your motherfucking kids, have the goddamn death and shit. You know, hey, come on, man. That shit ain't cool. Hey, but anyways, we don't celebrate that.
Lay eggs, do us. Do they like, do rabbits have eggs for real? I don't think they know. Scrubs is just rolling like a rabbit. Scrubs even push their babies. Female scrubs push their babies out. They have little babies. They got a little pussy down there. They don't lay no motherfuckers.
Hey, excuse me. Are you saying pussy on my show, ma'am?
Yes, I said pussy. P-U-S-S-Y. Pussy is great.
That reminds me of a song. You know what I'm saying?
Women just do anything to your culture in kind of way you don't talk to somebody. It don't make no motherfucking sense. I'm at a bar minding my business, cooling out, just being cool. Like I am. Chilling. Woman gonna come to me. This shit is asking the goddamn things for you. She said, Mac. I said, yeah, that's my name. She said, can I ask you a question? I said, yeah. She said, this pussy tastes like pumpkin pie. Made me mad as hell. Don't ask me no damn question like that. I ain't never had no pumpkin pie.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid. You know what I'm saying? He's going down real deep. Live. Right here in the building. You know what I'm saying? That's Akira, though. That's the pussy song. I ain't play it. You know what I'm saying? But it's going down real big. I love that song. I love
that song. That song is.
That who?
That song is just so nasty. I mean, like, he gave me a mix CD. I'm riding. Yeah, but this. Horror movie? The hell is
that's
going
all
on?
Riding. Girl, that's all riding. You know what that song reminds me of?
Yes, he is, my gentle. He is kind, polite, and stands by his word. He is well-dressed and treats a lady with respect. Want to be a gentleman?
Pay a woman the ultimate compliment by shoving 20s in her panties at the crazy cut.
Oh, tonight. And every night, your luck is in town at the Crazy Cup, where the ladies are beautiful and, oh, so very friendly.
Come on, boys. I'm waiting for a gentleman like you.
That's right. Candy wants to fake break herself for money and make you feel exactly what you're not. A lady killer. It's the gentleman's choice. And a lady always loves to be noticed.
Woo-wee! Want to be more gentlemanly than staring at silicone breasts? While my wife is playing slot machines.
Nothing.
I'm here for a conference. What about my colleagues?
I'll make you all feel special, one after the other. Just give me money.
Yes, bring your clients. After all, once they see how drunk and horny you get over a pair of fake bazookas, they're sure to take your professional input seriously. What gentleman wouldn't?
No lady likes to be treated.
Only at the Crazy Cock.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ Briggs coming to you live and direct from Concept, the only spot that matters, maybe the hottest spot in the state of Florida. You can hate us, but you'll never forget us. Roll with Wreck of the Game Entertainment. As always, DJ F keeps me in the house, baby. That's right, DJ Fix. You heard me, baby.
Shouts out to DJ Fix down there at Bottoms Up, the only motherfucking club that don't show no pussy in goddamn Florida. What kind of shit is that? I ain't going no more. You can get at bottom titties and beer.
Throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
Yeah. And we have broke it down, people, officially. What the fuck is Easter Wednesday? If you missed the show, make sure you go back to www.blogtalkradio.com/smelly BTR. S-M-E-L-L-Y. BTR, because bitch, I'm fly. Super high. But don't worry about that. And check out this episode, man. Any other episodes that you'd like to check out, all the way back to February 25th of fucking 2009. You know what I'm saying? It's over a year ago. Thank you, Sandy Baby Powder Fresh J. For that comment. And I guess since we're talking about pussy, we'll have to get out of here.
What is all this pussy stuff? Pussy,
by the who?
What is all this pussy stuff?
Oh, you know.
Yes, this make this today everybody get laid, babe.
All right, then. Might whip your hands out, put your gloves on, goddamn. You know you got to protect yourself. You know what I'm saying? You don't know who hands you've been shaking. Anyway, we get the fuck up out of the building, man. I see y'all on the flip side. I got a little Richard Pryor going to get up out of here on. And, yeah, keeping it real, keeping it real. www.myspace.com/JanuThePrincess, J-A-N-U, the princess. And also myspace.com/Ashwood, A-S-H-W-0-0-D. And also myspace.com/SmellyBTR, and the place to be for all your motherfuckers.
Everybody speak English, but what language you speak when you're home? One of the brothers looked at him and said, jive? No, it's just a nice feeling. I know how white people feel in America now. Relax. Because when I heard the police car, I knew they wasn't coming after me. You know, I just lay in bed and say, must be going after some white person. But over here, man, you hear a police car, I don't give a fuck how sleepy you are. You will wake your ass up if you're black. You start thinking about shit you did.
Well, they can't get me for that, but I didn't do that. Fuck it, I'll go back to sleep.
I slept like a baby, man, in Zimbabwe. I was out in what they call the bush, right? I was out sleeping. I slept like a baby. I just knew the Ku Klux Klan wasn't going to rush in on my ass. Right? If they did rush in, they'd be serving something. Over there, boy. And every place I go, man, people want to come to America. They really do. I mean, they start talking about America, make your dick hard for America. You hear them talk, man, you say, we got all that shit in America? I got to get my ass back.
You can eat 24 hours a day in America.
I say, yeah, you're right about that. If you got some money or a pistol, you can get something to eat. You can't stick up shit over there. After 10 o'clock, that shit is closed. Ain't nothing to eat, and don't be fucking around asking nobody. Stick them up!
What you gonna stick up? We ain't got nothing. Why don't you go out the bush, fuck with them lions?
And see, you go out there where them real lions are. I ain't talking about them lions you fuck with at the zoo. You know how you go fuck with the lion. Hey, lion, motherfucker! Be throwing shit at it, lion. Be, hey, you don't throw shit at them real lions, boy. And somebody always want to go up and fuck with the lions. Tourists always want. Oh, George, stop here. Look at those lions. I've got to go stand next to them. Lions snap all the ass off of them. George be grinning and shit. I'm like, want to try that again, dear? I didn't get that one. We saw a lion kill a water buffalo, two women lions, and the male lion come to eat, chasing them away, right? And we went to take a picture, right? And he didn't like it. And he bent down and picked the water buffalo up by its nuts. He picked it up by its nuts, threw it over its head, turned his ass to us. He was like, take a picture of that. And you can be asleep at night, man, and you hear, like, the warriors come in from, like, the village people live in the... I like to go, shh, shh. Pretend like I know what's happening, right? keep it down. I think you better get back in your room, sir. This could be it. And men dance together. If you go to a party or something, the men ask you to dance and shit.
First I say, wait, motherfucker, oh. No, ain't no dancing shit.
And men walk down the street holding hands. Dude say, you guys walk down the street holding hands. I don't know if I could get behind that. He said, if Prime Minister Mugabe asked you to walk down the street holding hands, you get behind it. Okay, I guess you're right. I'll be holding my ass up. Hey, come on. I just think about, like, South Africa going to be free soon. That's where white people just got 2 million white people, 22 million blacks. They can't hang. Because it's like a billion Africans waiting to march on them motherfuckers, right? African man told me, said, we're going to ride the train to Johannesburg with my ass hanging out the window.
We're going to have a big party.
I want to be here for that shit. Only thing is, like, America helps them motherfuckers, right? We be sending them shit, napalm and shit like that. You know, help bomb black people. Fuck that. I don't understand sometimes what goes on with people. Because, like, here we are in the theater, we're getting along real good until we go outside and the shit change. Because we can get along real great for a moment, then we can't, so that's insanity. We must be good all the time.